This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Well, I'm bringing you another expert. Actually, we're going to not call Bridget, she is an expert, but we're actually going to call her our guest of honor today on PT Talker, Bridget Finley. She is the winner of Practice of the Year, which is awarded by Advanced Magazine. I'm going to interview today Bridget Finley, owner of Physical Therapy Central from Norman, Oklahoma. Welcome to PT Talker.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, congratulations. Tell us a little bit about the award, what you know about the award, and then we'll get into a little bit about how you won it.
Great. Well, the award is based on growth, commitment to the practice, growth of physical therapy, being a professional, mentoring students, and really living the 2020 model of Vision 2020 for the APTA.
So you've got 7 clinics. You've been in practice about how long?
It started in November of 2004, and I started on my own, but within 2 or 3 months quickly partnered with other therapists that I thought were just exceptional, and we formed Physical Therapy Central, and that's kind of been our model of 50-50 ownership. And that's why we've grown so quickly over the last several years.
Yeah, and again, I just cannot tell you how proud of you we all are, because that is quite an accomplishment. So let's get a little bit into the award itself. It's given each year by Advanced Magazine. And is this something that you have to apply for? And tell us the process that you went through for our listeners.
It is something you apply for. I filled out all the forms. They wanted to know, what's your story? Why did you start a private practice? How did it happen? How did you grow the practice? What have you learned? And what they said stood out to them was our model, our 50-50 ownership. And we also just started a residency and fellowship program. So we're really trying to, you know, really live and embrace that ownership of our practice and, you know, take it back from so many of the other professions that really want a piece of it.
Well, let's talk a little bit then about your practice specifically and some of the things that you might do differently in your world versus other physical therapy practices that we've talked to on PT Talker. Can you give us a little rough overview of your practice and what makes it unique?
I think one of the things that really sets us apart is we see physical therapy as a customer service business. Healthcare in general is cold, it's white, it's impersonal. You know, a lot of our patients say, I felt like I was a cattle running through other clinics. And we make business personal. We say our patients never ever are discharged, they only graduate from therapy. And that I expect to see them back, that they're to contact me, to call me. I'm their physical therapist for life. And, you know, all of our patients get a birthday card, a T-shirt. We really hit that customer service. And I think that's, you know, it changed in my mind when I went from, you know, a traditional model of healthcare to customer service-based healthcare.
And is this something that you have developed over time, or what made the light bulb go off in your mind? Can you help us with that a little bit? Because I guarantee you there are listeners out there who have just not even thought of it in that regard. I don't think the schools are teaching that.
No, not at all. And one of the best things I did early on, I have the PT knowledge and expertise, but I needed that business model. And I took the executive practice private management with Evidence in Motion, and it changed my world. It's a 12-month intensive class, and it's taught by PTs, about PTs only, and it's the business side of this world that I think everybody in private practice needs, because we aren't taught that. And it's everything from branding to management to understanding, you know, the profit and loss of a clinic and how to grow it.
Yeah, and if I can, you help me if I'm wrong, but a guru and a hero of mine is Dr. Larry Benz, who is a friend of P.T. Talker. I believe right. You are speaking of, he's actually been on our podcast, yeah. But you are speaking of him. Yes. Tell us a little bit more about executive program you went through.
Same thing, you apply for the program, and they have two entrants into the program twice a year. And I was the first group that went through with Dr. Benz, and there's 24 of us in the class, and like I said, it changed my world. It changed how I thought about everything.
Yeah.
You know, it was a light bulb went off, and I tell everybody, you know, it really took our clinics from average to just really doing exceptional in all of those aspects of it.
All right, now let me get a little bit of some of your thoughts about the future of physical therapy. I hear a lot of hand-wringing or see a lot of hand-wringing, and there's some worry out there, healthcare reform. You seem to be very upbeat, positive, obviously adding a new clinic in April. So what's driving you?
Well, we had 27% growth last year in our established clinics. So I think if it's done correctly, I mean, you know, we try and do it lean. We try and, you know, maximize what we're doing. And then we're trying to stay on the forefront of everything. And I think that's it for private practice. You have to be willing to change and change quickly and be at the forefront. And I think some of this with the residency and fellowship and online learning, you know, there's going to be so many things that change into that. And I really feel like we're on the cutting edge of moving forward, and we're not setting back waiting for it to fail.
Okay. Now, let's define a little bit the 2020 vision. You mentioned that in your opening statement. How you're obviously utilizing that, following that. You're a believer in the American Physical Therapy Association. Will you explain how you are integrating 2020 vision into your practice?
All of our new hires have a year-long mentorship program and residency. And we have more OCS-certified clinicians in
OCS being
orthopedic clinical specialists, board-certified through the American Physical Therapy Association, than any other group in Oklahoma. And that's one of our requirements. When we recruit a new graduate, we set them down and say, hey, we'll do a mentorship or residency, but we expect you to be board-certified. So doctorate-level therapists, board-certified. And then really embracing the profession, lecturing, mentoring, you know, really taking that next step and being able to give back. And almost all of our therapists are on a position with the Oklahoma Physical Therapy position. We are on the board. We're, you know, contributing to the profession of physical therapy.
Yeah, it seems my experience has been if you give, you seem to get back. Those therapists that are engaged, especially in your state, we've been preaching that for years now, get involved in the state level. Obviously, you believe that, and you're finding benefit?
Oh, yes, very much. I mean, I really think we have so many people involved in our organization that we're beginning to change it, too. We're beginning to get people excited about it again and coming to the meetings and really jumping on the bandwagon. I mean, this thought of move forward, I love it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's really what I feel like we're doing in Oklahoma.
You know, I think we're seeing it here, 9,000. I think we're way up above 9,000 attendees. I've been to CSM meetings that were not that good. So it just feels like there's good things going on right now.
I think so, too. I'm really excited about the future. And, you know, another thing that I learned from Dr. Benz is you cannot be afraid. If you're afraid of what's going to happen, you kind of get paralyzed. So I think we've got to get that out of our mind and, you know, really embrace this.
Let's move forward, huh?
Let's move forward.
All right. You have been listening to Bridget Finley, Dr. Bridget Finley. I apologize, doctor. I did not refer to you correctly in our opening. And she is the owner of Physical Therapy Central and the winner of the coveted Practice of the Year Award given by Advanced Magazine. We're just thrilled to have her. We are coming to you today from the exhibit hall of the Combined Sections meeting right here in New Orleans. This is February 2011, and thank you, Doctor, for taking your time to talk with me today.
You're very welcome. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Great. Okay, well, you are listening to PT Talker, and we certainly want to remind everyone to spread the word. PT Talker is a free podcast each and every week, bringing you expertise to help you build your practice, be a better physical therapist, and hopefully help someone get better today. So this is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.